This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On. My name is Esley and today I'm here with my dad.
Hi Esley, how you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Frank. Hi, yes.
Today we're going to be talking about Aquila, the amazing race, Port Waikato.
Esley's trying to read my writing.
Roadblocks, school.
Yeah.
Penny Farthing.
Penny
Farthing.
His handwriting is much better than mine is.
And evolution of technology.
The evolution of technology. Evolution of technology. And that's what's going on in the year five and six at Horatu School at the moment. It's the main study. Thanks very much, Esley. So that's going to be our discussions today. Now, did you say you'd like to start off with a joke?
What spy is the best swimmer?
What spies? No, the Aquila is about spies and sleuths, but I don't recall that being in there. Maybe I haven't read it all. What spy is the best swimmer?
James Pond.
James Pond, okay, right.
And I have another one.
Knock, knock. These are dad jokes. These are supposed to be jokes. Okay, go on then. Okay. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I think I've had this one. Yeah. Okay. Shall we go for our first break?
Okay.
And have you set up our track for us to play?
Yeah.
Right. And shall we go for our first break? And when we come back, we'll be talking about Aquila and
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Three, two,
is
one.
It
yep.
Working?
Are you?
Three,
yes.
Three, two, one.
Right. Let's go. listeners. Welcome back. That, hello. Of course, was... Oh, go on, Ellen. Hey, you tell us about it.
Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved.
And Bob Marley, of course, it's a long time. That's a quite an old record. Now, this track, Esley is choosing these tracks, and I find it really interesting, the Esley's interest in reggae. It seems to be music that is continually popular.
No, I just chose a random song.
Oh, he just chose a random. But you've been quite interested in Tupac. Sometime over the last couple of weeks, you were interested in. You were talking about Tupac's murder some time ago.
Oh yeah, I saw it on the news.
Oh, the news. Yeah, it was any particular reason why you were interested in Tupac's murder?
Because
it was so long ago.
I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't.
Oh, guys, it was just a long time ago. Okay, all right, moving on. So I find it, the popularity, continuing popularity of reggae, and I have to admit, it's still pretty good to have in the background.
And Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, okay. I have to admit, Michael Jackson did have, there was some of his tracks that were I quite liked, but sometimes when you like the music and you're not too keen on it. Artist. Anyway, on with our show. Aquila for those who are not our regular listeners, is a magazine that arrives once a month, and it's distributed all over the world, and it's has various topics each month. The one that's currently is currently arrived, spies and sleuths, and this goes back into history a little bit too, actually. A couple of real interesting questions. Oh, every month there are 10 questions, which of course are based on the content of the magazine, and we often try to answer them before we even read it, don't we, Esley?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of questions in here led us to a rather larger book last night.
A very big book.
What was the very... Before I ask the question, what was the very big book that this question led us to last night?
What does COVID?
COVID.
Corona.
Oh, COVID is the corona one, yes. But this particular question is, which of the following corvids... That's CORVIDS, are really found in the UK. This is one of COVID. And I think this is one of the reasons. I enjoy this magazine, actually. It's for 8 to 12, 14-year-olds. And I enjoy reading it. And often I learn quite a lot from it. And last night we were reading it. And, of course, what's a COVID? The options, which of the following corvids are rarely found in the UK? A jay, nutcracker or magpie? And, of course, they're birds, but a corvid. So what do we do to find out?
We use the dictionary.
Dictionary. And it's quite a large dictionary, isn't it? And we finally found what a corvid is. Can you remember what a corvid is?
A bird.
A bird. What type of bird?
A nutcracker.
It's a crow.
A crow, I mean?
A crow. And I didn't realise...
Did you know that a group of crows means a murder?
A group of crows is called a murder. Yes, interesting. Like a group of cows is called a herd, a group of sheep is called a flock, a group of crows... And that's one of these questions here, one of the 10 brain feeders. What is a group of crows called?
A group of boys is annoying.
I like that. Can we have that one again?
No.
What's the name for a group of boys?
You only get that one.
Okay. I do like that. Thank you, Esley. Yes, I remember very much. Perhaps I still am. Am I? Just all on my own?
So we're going to do the brain feeder now?
And the brain feeder. Do you want a couple of questions from the brain feeder? Okay. A couple of interesting ones. As I said, what is the collective name for a group of crows? We've already got that one. And interestingly, it's a murder. Yeah, which is, I wonder why. Okay, we'll do two more. And here's an interesting one. What does the word khaki mean in Urdu or Persian?
Khaki, like khaki. A khaki.
No, K-H-A-K-I. Khaki is a colour.
Colour.
It is flowers or petals.
See.
These are the choices. Flowers or petals, ice or snow,
send.
Soil or dust.
Sea.
That's right, yes. And khaki, of course, is the colour of that we see in military clothing, casual clothing.
I thought it was green.
Green. Depends, but khaki they often use. And when they're in sort of hot climates.
Do you know when you're in the military, you have to wake up early?
Really? Yes. I'm not surprised.
And you have to do like 100 push-ups.
I think so. That's to keep you fit.
And then the then they sit on you and you have to do push-ups. They sit on your back and then you got to do
really? Push-ups. Really? Oh, yeah, well, that could be an exercise, yes.
And you have to eat broccoli.
So that's probably a good idea.
Is it though?
Yeah, I saw broccoli on special last week. Shall I? And it's coming back in season. Shall we get some?
Well, I'm not in the army.
No, but we could have some broccoli at home. What do you reckon?
Yeah, but we're not in the army.
I know. Okay. Moving on. So a group of, collective name for a group of coasters, a murder. Another one. What do we do? What do computers use to solve problems? Algorithms, equations, or rhythm and blues?
Algorithms.
Oh, no,
actually, it's rhythm and blues.
Yeah, no,
hip hop.
Algorithms. But the really, I said, the neat thing I think I find about Aquila is that I'm actually learning stuff from it, stuff that I didn't know. And every now and it's not unusual to have a word I'm thinking, what is that? Now, I think I'm reasonably literate.
I think.
So there we go. COVID. We looked up COVID.
I think you could have just Googled that.
Yes, you're right.
It took us like 30 minutes to find it.
You're right. Yes, I went to get a bit of paper. I went to get a book, heavy book. And we had to actually look for it, didn't we? That's a different kind of a skill, Googling it and looking in dictionary. It's fairly old-fashioned. But we did find it in dictionary, didn't we? So that's Aquila.
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Now, you have come home. When I picked you up from school today, you were excited because you had this notice about the Amazing Race. You want to tell us about the Amazing Race that's coming up?
So yesterday, the teacher said if you wanted to join the Amazing Race, and she told us a little bit about what it was about.
Yes.
And nearly half the class put their hand up, but only 8 could go.
8? How many people in your class?
I'm like 54.
There's 54. There's 2 teachers, isn't there? Yep.
54, approximately.
Approximately, right, yep.
I think, I don't know. Yep. Actually, I don't know.
So around about half of them, but only 8 got chosen.
And I got chosen.
Great.
And 3 of my friends also got chosen.
Wonderful.
So it'll be 4 of them.
4 of them. And what
of my friends.
Yep.
So me and 3 other friends.
Right.
And it's this race, and we all got chosen.
Yep.
So I'm excited, and it's next week at Hamilton Gardens.
Yes.
And you got to do obstacle courses. And me and my friend, we didn't want to do it at first because we thought it was a sports day.
Yes.
But it turns out it's like a church hunt, and it's all around the Hamilton Gardens.
Wow. And the Hamilton Gardens
quite big.
And exceptionally like, well-designed.
It's like the most...
tourism place, yeah.
Tourist. It's the most popular place in Hamilton.
Yes, yes. Very, very popular indeed. And it's so popular, I think we're going to start charging people who don't live in Hamilton to go to it.
Wait, so what about Horatu?
Probably.
Rarawahia?
Yeah. Probably.
Wait, so what about the school?
No, that's not next year. Not next week. I don't think they're going to charge next week. And I don't think they will be charging something like the Amazing Race.
Because Sport Waikato...
Yes.
Sport Waikato is doing it.
Sport Waikato is organising it. So it's a day of races, of treasure hunts.
Not races.
Not races.
Oh, but not running races.
Not running races. And treasure hunts sort of thing. Yeah, great. So many thanks to Sport Waikato for putting on this. And I suppose it's more than one school?
I don't know. I'll ask the teacher. Because I think tomorrow the teacher's going to give us some more information.
Right. Well, okay, so we'll find out.
Oh, yeah, and my friend Ivy.
Ivy, yes.
Is going as well.
Oh, right. Now, Ivy's
but
a year...
But she's from year seven.
Seven. Okay. You're in... So there's a year five and six team and a year seven and eight team. You're in the year five and six team. Now, is there a group of boys going as well?
They just don't even mention that. Just you put me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yes, I know.
There could be worse.
So... What would you call that group of boys that's going? They're collectively.
Spend time for the next break.
Time for the next break. Okay, right. You set up another track for us?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to plug it in?
I already plugged it in.
Oh, it's already plugged in. Right. Okay.
Three. Wait, hang on.
Go on then. Go for our next break. And next, again, you've chosen this track and you're going to tell us about this track when it's finished. Go for it, Isla.
Hold
Are
up.
We getting rid of the adverts first? Yep. Go on then. Right. Yep.
Oh, why the advert got to be so long?
Yes, I know. Well, someone's got to pay. Yes.
Okay.
Are we three, ready? Go for it.
Two, one.
Make way, make way. Tradition is our mission, and Moana, there's so much to do. Don't trip on the terror route,
that's all you need.
We share everything we make. We joke and we weave our baskets. The fishermen come back from the sea. Don't walk away, Moana, stay on the ground now. Our people will need a chief, and there you are. There comes a day when you're gonna look around and realize happiness is where you are. Consider the coconut,
the what?
Consider its trees.
Each part of the coconut,
that's all we need.
We make our nets from
we
the
make
fibers.
Our nets from
the water
fibers.
Is sweet inside.
The water is sweet
we
inside.
Use the leaves to build
we
fires.
Use the leaves to build
we cook
fires.
Up the meat inside.
Consider the coconuts,
the
trunks and the leaves.
The island gives us what we need.
That's right, we stay. We're safe and we're well provided. And when we look to the future, there you are. You'll be okay. In time you'll learn just as I did. You must find happiness right where you are.
I like to dance with the water, the undertow and the waves. The water is mischievous, ha! I like how it misbehaves. The village may think I'm crazy or say that I drift too far, but once you know what you like, well, there you are. You are your father's daughter. Stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice.
Hi, that was, who was that, Esley?
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on our day full time full on. That was Moana.
That was Moana.
Where
and,
you are.
And what was the song? What
I was, just said it.
Sorry?
Moana, where you are.
Oh, Moana, where are you or where you are?
Where you are.
Where you are. Okay, where is Moana?
I don't know.
Okay, so, and who was singing it to her? Was that her grandmother or?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Have you not watched the movie?
Well, you have, but and I can't really remember that bit. But that's okay. That's fine. Right, on with our show. Now, you've been talking at school about evolution of technology.
I know.
You've been telling me about some of this. And you had a very special opportunity a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've watched quite often, but I've never had never done it myself. What was that?
I rode a bike.
What type of bike?
A big bike.
A big bike. Well, was it big both ends?
No.
Well, tell us what was
it? It was big on one wheel and small on the other.
Right. So, what type of what do they call this type of bike?
A penny farthing.
A penny farthing.
Penny farthing.
A penny farthing. So you actually rode.
Penny farthing.
Farthing. No, farthing. 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 So you actually rode a penny farthing.
Yeah, and it didn't even fall off.
Very, very good. How high was this? Can you show me the front wheel? So it's around about 1.5 meters tall. So it's quite high. How did you get up onto it?
I climbed.
You climbed up onto it.
I put one foot on and the other, and then I used the pedals.
And did somebody help you to get up, or?
No, but someone was there to spot me.
Someone was there to spot you, yeah, because it's quite a skill. When you watch people getting on a penny file, things who have done it quite often, it's looks quite easy. But
it was easy.
Yeah, was it really? Okay, right. Now, what's so special about a penny farthing bike? We don't see many of them around.
It's because it was for old people. I mean, olden days people.
In the olden days. And the front wheel is large and the back wheel is quite small.
Yeah.
Do you know why they had a large wheel at the front?
So that you could ride it.
Yeah, so you could pedal it quite far. It would go quite a long way.
Oh, it was because they... it would be easier for women to go on it for their dresses and that.
Not necessarily, no.
Oh, no, that was a different bike.
That's a different type of bike,
we had to do a timeline of the different bikes throughout the something.
Okay, the reason they had a very large wheel is because in those days they couldn't create a gear. So what happened? You know when...
And Baron Dahl won...
Go on.
Baron... Carl von Drais created the penny farthing.
Did he?
Oh no, he created the running machine.
The running machine?
The first bicycle.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one that didn't have a seat and you had to, and it didn't have any pedals and you had to use your feet.
Oh, that's right, yes, you had to push feet.
Baron Carl von Drais.
Right, yes.
That.
And they didn't have any pedals. You just rode on it with wheels and you pedaled a bit like, yeah.
And you had to run, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's like a treadmill.
Yeah.
We were doing this question, like a quiz. And it was based off the things that we learned about bikes.
Right.
And the teacher said, what is a running machine?
Yes.
And then my friend said the treadmill.
Yes, well, that's fair enough too. Yeah, that's fair enough.
But now we're talking about the bikes.
Uh-huh. And yes, now do you know why it was called the penny farthing?
Because penny was a dollar then. And Farling was their last name.
Farling, no. Well, actually, yes, in those days, a penny could probably buy as much as a dollar does these days. A penny was quite a large, for its value, a coin. This is in England. Probably about 2.5 centimetres in diameter. And that was one penny. It was a penny to a shilling. 240 pennies to a pound, which was $2. So it was around about half a cent. Now, a farthing was much smaller because it was a quarter of a penny, worth a quarter of a penny. You actually used to be able to go and buy some, you know, little lollies or something for a farthing, a very long time ago, of course.
A farthing?
A farthing is a quarter of a penny. There was 4 farthings to a penny.
Well, what's a farthing again?
Farthing.
So why is it called that?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, why would you call something a penny?
Why would you call something?
Well, perhaps we can look up and find out why it was called a farthing. We can Google it for next week. A farthing. I'll make a note of that. Farthing. And we'll Google it. Or should we look it up? We can look it up in the dictionary or we can Google it.
We can just Google it.
Just Google it. Okay, right. Yeah. All right, so that's you actually had it right. Now, interestingly, in Europe... There are clubs where people go for rides on their penny farthings.
There's clubs in New Zealand as well.
On penny farthings?
Oh, no.
No. Those places. And you can see videos on YouTube and stuff, whatever, of quite large crowds of people on their penny farthings going out for rides.
So at school, we also had to learn about this guy named A.J. Hackett.
A.J. Hackett,
and
yes.
And he created the bungee jump.
That's right, yes. And do you know where he did his first bungee jump?
Paris.
Off Paris.
But he didn't know that it was illegal.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
And then he got in trouble.
He got in trouble. Now, interestingly, I remember watching a video, this is before videos, a TV program about a tribe I don't know where it
in
is.
In Vanuatu.
Is it Vanuatu?
I saw on Wikipedia, and there's this guy with no pants on.
Okay, right.
And he had to use leaves.
And they jumped off a high, yes, and that was part of their growing up stage. Yeah, part of the thing, you know, when you got to be
like
sort of
bar mitzvah.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, part of the tradition, part of the tasks that you had to do to prove that you were.
I think it was Vanuatu, but me and my friend saw a picture of it.
Yeah,
and he was like,
yeah,
on his head.
Yeah, and they dived off, and they didn't have bungee. It wasn't a bungee, was it? It wasn't a rope.
There was like a rope attached to his legs.
That's right. It was a rope, and so they just had to jump off, and they didn't bounce up again. They actually hit the ground, didn't they?
What?
Yes. But
my friend read that a bungee jump is where you jump off a high cliff and you hope for the best.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah, so in wherever it was, and maybe we should look at that as well for next week. This was part of the growing up for the men to prove that they could be men, if you like.
Strong,
is to jump off this very high platform tied to these vines. And of course, they had to get the length right so that they could fall down, but not hit the ground too hard, or just kind of like touch it. But of course, you can imagine you're jumping off and the yank. It's not a rubber. There wasn't a rubber. That's just about our show, Esley.
Goodbye.
We haven't spoken about Robox, and we haven't spoken about
pork pie. Oh, yeah, I came first in this competition with like 20 people.
Yeah.
I mean, 20.
We'll catch up next week, because I'd like to talk to you about all your friends and stuff on Robox. Thanks very much for being with us. Thank you, Esley. Great.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much. We look forward to being back with you next week, and look after your children. Cats, look after your parents. Give everybody lots of smiles and enjoy the week.
Being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad,
it takes time, give them time, being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.